Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jen's regional roundup.
Yes, it is time, my friends, for our regional roundup. Okay, we are going to go to our Midlands correspondent where Sarah Jane Foster is standing by. Sarah Jane, what's the crack?
Jennifer Zamparelli, how are you?
How are you doing? Long time no speak. What have you been up to?
I know, yeah, busy bee, Jen. Kept going now, doing a few bits here in the Midlands.
Oh, look at you. Well, listen, I've a few questions for you because there's lots happening. Tell us about this new Late Late Show host. Have you guys found him?
Oh, Jennifer, wait till you hear this. So Mullingar went into absolute meltdown when the Westmead Examiner announced that Ray Dolan is the new host for the Late Late Show. So for anyone who doesn't know Ray, he's Joe Dolan's nephew. He has his own live show on Facebook called The Bus Sessions on his Ray Dolan from Mullingar in Mullingar page. And I mean, when the Westmead Examiner announced this, everyone genuinely believed it. Like, they went absolutely wild for it. I mean, Mullingar produced so much talent at the minute, it was pretty believable, to be fair.
Yeah, this is very true. So, Ray Dolan, so maybe he should be the new host for the Late Late Show.
Yeah, like, he's very good. Like, so today is actually the 1,127th day of his bus session. So he's been very consistent with his live show on Facebook.
So he does he does a live show on Facebook, and what does it consist of?
Every single day he plays music on a bus. Literally on a bus.
A public bus or his own bus, or who owns the bus?
It's actually his own bus. So he actually has so many fans tuning in all from around the world. Jennifer, if you're ever on Facebook, you have to tune in.
I'm
going to
go and check it out. Sounds amazing. I love that idea. Snoop Dogg is getting his cake made in the Midlands. Is that what's going on?
I know, right? So he was playing in Dublin recently. And, you know, it's not a celebration unless you have a cake, right? Tanya Ross from Novelty Cakes from Tubber in the Midlands made a dedicated cake for Snoop Dogg, celebrating him buying the label Death Row Records. So his first album was actually released by Death Row Records in 93, who was owned by Dr. Dre at the time. Mm-hmm. He then left the record label in 98, and now he actually owns the label. So they asked Tanya to make this cake. So, like, the first thing I wanted to know was what kind of cake did Snoop Dogg order?
Okay, so he did order from it, because I'm looking at a picture here in front of me, and he's there with a picture of a Death Row Records cake. So it got to him. So he ordered. How did he find out about her?
I know. So she was after winning all of these awards for her cakes. Like, they're incredible. The detail that went into this cake has just been insane. So I was actually talking to Tanya herself, and I was asking her, I was like, what did he actually order? Like, who actually comes to you, like, from Snoop Dogg's team?
Yeah.
So he said his team called her up and asked to make two cakes, one with the logo of Death Row, which is a guy sitting on an electric chair. Mm-hmm. But, like, the detail is just incredible. Now, she actually made two cakes. One was the Death Row logo, and then the other one was, we don't need to talk about what the other one was, but...
What was in the cake? What was it made of? Do we know?
That's what I wanted to know. So he actually said his requests were that he only liked yellow cake. So she made vanilla bean with buttercream for the Death Row one. And she then made a chocolate biscuit cake. I was like, but he doesn't like the chocolate biscuit cake. But she said she was going to make it anyways.
Yeah, you got to throw in a chocolate biscuit cake. You got to throw it in.
You do. He loved the cake anyway. Got a picture of it. He was even wearing the Irish rugby jersey in the photo as well. So he enjoyed it, as far as I know.
How can we find this cake maker? She's probably flat out now, out the door with orders. Novelty Cakes, is it called?
Novelty Cakes.
Novelty
yes.
Cakes, amazing, because yes. They look absolutely unbelievable, like a piece of art. Tell us about this biggest Deadpool fan.
Gareth Peter Pellini. He has made it to the Guinness Book of World Records for having the largest collection of Deadpool film and comic book memorabilia with over 2,000 items. So he started collecting the comics when he was about 5 years old, and he became absolutely obsessed with Deadpool in recent years. So you know Ryan Reynolds, he played Deadpool.
Yes, great movie.
Yes. So good. And Gareth actually owns the bust of Ryan Reynolds' face that was used to sculpt the mask for the film, the Deadpool franchise.
Yeah.
And he even got it signed by Stan Lee and Ryan, who are the comic writers. They're so rare, but he was so lucky to get one. But, like, I was laughing at you earlier saying about, you know, losing sentimental things.
Yeah.
And, like, having, like, collecting different things. Like, and they're going, imagine if he lost one of these, like, 2,000 items.
Unbelievable. But it, yeah. to be so into a movie, to collect so much stuff, and I probably spent a fortune getting it in the meantime. What would be your movie? I know my husband would be Star Wars. I know, I don't know what movie I'd be that into to want every bit of memorabilia around the gaff.
Yeah, to collect it. Like, I have to say, like, my favourite movie is Titanic, but I think you'd get unbelievable stuff if you could collect something off the Titanic. I'd love to own something from the Titanic, the actual Titanic.
Okay, dark, yeah. Okay, I see it, because you love the movie.
Yeah,
you just get a piece of wood and pretend that's a piece of wood, you know, that Leonardo DiCaprio was. Oh, he wasn't allowed on. Sarah Jane, thanks for all the stories from the Midlands. Always a pleasure. There we go. That is Sarah Jane Foster, a Midlands correspondent with a haul of great stories.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.